Patient name Teresa Brown. First name Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth 3/16/1962. Date of procedure August 12, 2023. Physician Babu Mohan, M.D. Referring Dr. Niral Patel. Procedure performed upper endoscopy and colonoscopy with biopsies. Indication of procedure, epigastric pain and colorectal cancer surveillance. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complication of preventive bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions and blood missing announcement to the patient. The patient is brought in the escape place in the flat portion of the cancer service, holding on this video, gastroscope, and the effects and other interruption with therapy to one, careful assumption made of it, one number, skill and therapy to one, and stomach C junction and the surgery, that was used up in the cardia. And then the patient was turned around for the colonoscopy. A digital rectal examination was performed. They were lubricated and pursued the colonoscopy injuries in the rectum and advanced the adfusion into the cecum, which is identified by the principal of the cecum. The adfusion was made of the cecum, the cecum was dimmed, the hepatic pressure, the colonoscopy, the cecum, the colonoscopy, the rectum, and the adfusion was obtained of the rectum. Bowel preparation was 8/9. Boston bowel preparation score 3 for ascending colon, 2 for transverse colon, 3 for descending colon. The patient followed the procedure without any complications. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes. Findings: upper endoscopy, the Z-line was irregular at 40 cm. There was a hiatal hernia 4 cm in length. Z-line was at 36 cm. Z-line 36, diaphragmatic pinch at 40 cm, hiatal hernia 4 cm. There was an ulcer in the antrum, cratered 2 cm in maximal diameter, and there were multiple small ulcers and erosions noted in the antrum. Duodenum was normal. Biopsy was taken from the large stomach ulcer around the edges and from the base. In a bottle, a separate bottle biopsy was taken from the antrum to rule out Helicobacter pylori infection, and a third bottle of biopsy was taken from the gastric body for Helicobacter pylori. Biopsies were taken from the distal esophagus to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Colonoscopy, melanosis coli was observed throughout the colon. No other abnormalities found on the exam and on retroflexed view. Plan, follow up in the clinic, await pathology results. Repeat colonoscopy to be discussed in the clinic. End of dictation.